Unit 1. Susan Butcher on the Iditarod Trail. 1. An hour into the race, Susan Butcher and her sled dog team speeded down a hill, skidded off the trail, and crashed into a fallen tree. With a hurt shoulder, Susan untangled her sled and team of Alaskan husky dogs and continued the grueling race across the frozen Alaskan wilderness. It was the fourth year she had run this race, known as the Iditarod, and she wanted very much to win it. 2. The history of the Iditarod goes back to 1925, when a doctor in Nome, Alaska, was desperately in need of medicine to stop the spread of a deadly disease called diphtheria. Only a hospital in Anchorage, 700 miles away, had the supplies he needed. But it was January, too dangerous to send a boat across the frozen Bering Sea, and too stormy for his tiny airplane. The only hope was to use sled dog teams following an old native trail through the mountains and tundra. The medicine was passed from one man and his sled team to another along the trail. It was named Iditarod after one of the towns it passed through. Storms of wind and snow and temperatures as low as 60 degrees below zero did not stop them, and the medicine was delivered in record time. Most of the Iditarod trail sled dog race follows the route of the famous medicine run. It is over 1,000 miles long and is considered the toughest race in the world. In 1978, Susan Butcher entered it for the first time. 3. Susan Butcher was born in 1954 in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and had a love of animals and the outdoors from the time she was a child. She was athletic and loved to sail. She often imagined herself sailing around the world by herself. Little did she know what she would really end up doing. In her teens, Susan was given a Siberian husky dog and became very interested in the history of huskies as sled dogs. At the age of 17, she moved to Colorado, where she began to train and run dogs for a racing kennel. After reading about the Iditarod race in a magazine, Susan moved to Alaska. She worked at several jobs to earn enough money to buy herself a sled and a team of huskies. Susan achieved her dream of being in the Iditarod after years of hard work and vigorous training. 4. In her first race in 1978, she finished 19th and became the first woman to finish in the top 20. The following year, she finished 9th, and the third year in 5th place. In her fourth race in 1982, she came in 2nd. The next year, she again finished in the top 20. In 1984, she was leading her team across a frozen waterway when suddenly the ice began to shake and fall apart. Susan and her team fell into the frigid water. Her lead dog managed to get to shore and pulled Susan and the other dogs out of danger. Susan's clothes were soaked and already starting to freeze. Nevertheless, she kept going, running for a while to dry her clothes, then riding the sled so her lungs wouldn't freeze from her heavy breathing. Remarkably, she pulled into Nome in 2nd place. 5. In 1985, many people thought Susan would win. However, it was not to be. On the trail, she met a starving moose, which is a very large hoofed animal of the deer family, that attacked her dogs, killing 2 and injuring 11. Susan had to leave the race. That year, it was another woman, Libby Riddles of Teller, Alaska, who became the first woman to win the Iditarod. In 1986, Susan joined the race again. This time, her lead dogs fell off a shelf of ice. Sometimes she was so tired she began to imagine things, such as a forest where there was none. More than once, she lost the snow-covered trail. But others did too, and Susan won the race. She won again in 1987. In 1988, she became the first ever to win 3 Iditarod races in a row. Unbelievably, Susan became a winner for the 4th time in 1990. Her strength, stamina, and dedication had made her the most famous dog sled racer in the world.